All right, Allison, put down your phone. God forbid you, we're recording right now. We're live right now. So how about you put your mouth up to the microphone and I enunciate properly.
Yeah.
You good? Are you focused?
No.
No, you're not. I know.
And well, you just tune it yourself.
Here's
you
that
don't
killer
even...
energy, by the way. You're doing a goddamn one-man ragtime show for yourself. The entire time we're offline and I'm doing levels. Being just twaddly obnoxious.
Right.
And the instant the mic goes live, that's what I get. That's
you don't tell me the mic is going live. You're still fiddling. You're still typing.
Genius.
You're still holding your phone. And then you're like, boom, it's on.
Thanks.
Sunshine and
tap
shoes.
I don't think your mic has stopped being hot the entire time, by the way. Thank you for helping me get a goddamn level taken properly. All right, folks, it's Papa's Basement. You're watching it live, possibly at least a couple of you.
Wow, because you websites. Primed the audience, hopefully.
I did. I sent out a link like 5 minutes ahead of time, and I said, we're going to record live.
Okay, that counts. I mean, it's better than last time.
Again, it's like you've done 10 years at the Groundlings. When it isn't showtime, you might as well have the little frog's top hat and cane.
Yeah, that's
And we
me.
Go live, and it's just, yep, uh-huh. Yep.
This isn't my show, pal. If it's my show, then I'll give you the
bells and
whistles.
I'll just get a soundboard of you. And then I won't have to take you to Chipotle every time we record.
Yeah, because that's $6. That's breaking
it. It adds up. Between you and the girlfriend, it's up to $12.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay.
All right. InPapa'sBasement.com is the show's website.
Sounds good.
Oh, it is.
Wow.
You go there for all the episodes, and now, in theory, I should be posting links to the live ones. I think I still look fat even at this angle, by the way, so let me pan it over a bit more. Why did I shave the beard?
Because I asked you to 150,000 million times, and it's still not as close as I like, but it's much better than it was.
The beard gave me like a fake jawline.
It just made you look terrible.
Really?
I mean, when you're remarking about my soul passing mustache,
yeah,
it's not giving me a compliment. You know what I'm saying?
You look like you could have sung for Godsmack with that amount of facial hair.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I'm in a bad mood because I haven't taken a good dump in
you just took
four
one
4 days. Did I say it was good?
Well, it doesn't matter whether you have an epic one or not. You're only in there for like 5 seconds. I can't even peel a banana by the time you've taken your dump.
I don't feel
no wonder you need so many rewipes because you're not in there long enough to clean up.
I don't want to linger.
I mean, do you just bend over and push on your stomach and then walk out?
I've never understood lingering on a dump. If I explain to you there is a room
but sometimes
where I can make you sit with your ass wide open and you're smeared in feces and it smells strongly of fecal matter.
Yes.
Would you go, where's the ticket?
You'd be like, let me get my iPad.
Is there a magical wardrobe I can use to enter a universe where that's all I do?
Oh,
no, you'd say that sounds disgusting.
No, you'd say, hey, it
sounds like I was raped with a log.
Everyone, regardless of what they say, everyone likes to move their bowels. And then when you
I do
reach
to get
a
it
certain...
out. That's it.
Yeah.
But... I don't want to contemplate.
Yeah, but your face.
I'm not like a bricklayer who's just built a VFW. And I'm like,
But your face lit up like a Christmas tree when you got that twinging urge.
Yeah, when I had to go. Not when I was done or during the act.
No, because you're only in there for 2 seconds. A magician can't even pull a rabbit out of a hat that fast.
It's like getting a shot for the clap. You just want it over.
I guess. I mean, but what happens is sometimes when you do that and you don't sit, and especially when you get older, or if you're forcing it out, you can have, we talked about this before, this vasovagal, and you can...
A bagel what?
Vasovagal response, and you can cause
that
yourself...
Vagal sounds like V-A-G-A-L, like vaginal minus a few letters. It does not sound masculine.
You can have this response, and you can actually... pass out. You know what I mean? So you need to kind of linger and take your time. You don't want to push or force. And I mean, I understand that you were talking about.
I wait until it's like a Wolverine clawing at the sides of a trap. It wants out.
You remind me of my mom. I was talking to her one time on the phone. And I think I mentioned this before on the air, but it just struck me as so funny because my mom really, I mean, my mom can, her sense of humor kind of comes out more than your mom's. And my mom is goofy and silly, whereas your mom is not. But anyhow, he's talking to her on the phone and she says, "Hey, listen, I can't finish this conversation right now. I've got a dog at the door." And she just meant that she had to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
I was just like, did she just say that?
A dog at the door. I like it. Makes it sound cute. I picture Benji.
I mean, so you're talking about having a rabid dog at the door and that's what you're waiting for, you know? Now my mom
I want a couple of barks.
But my
we'll put it that way.
My mom makes it sound like she can't hold it. Like it's
yeah, that's how I am. But if I go
But my mom will go outside and it's like
what, to defecate?
No. Like she'll leave the house and then she'll but my poop is not that sneaky. Like I do get the warning signs and the tingles and the cramps just like everybody else. But my mom makes it sound like it's just they're just clinging
mine's,
to the walls.
Mine's the
in
opposite
black.
Of sneaky. You're making it sound like my ass has spy versus spy in it.
That's how my mom does. My mom will be like, and I got to the grocery store and I had to turn around and come home. I'm like, didn't you get those twinges before you left? I mean, unless you've eaten something bad and you have food poisoning.
Mine is like the start of a Metallica concert. The fireworks are up.
I mean,
Enter
that's
Sandman's
why...
blasting.
I mean, that's why you just bend over garden hose and just leave the bathroom. You're probably one of those people who leaves the crap splats in the public bathroom and just thinks, hey, clean break, I'm out of here. And then you have to go home and do 12 rewipes.
Well, once in a while... See, that's what I've been missing the past week. Usually, I've been drinking these veggie smoothies that are just spinach and coconut milk and not much else.
Yeah.
And I can't think of two ingredients
that prime the
that'll
works
clean
better.
You out more. Yeah. So I wake up in the morning.
Nature's Astroglide.
Yeah.
For your colon.
Well, it's almost like, have you ever woken up so full of piss and it's after a dream where you're like, pissing against a wall and you're like, oh my god,
that's a close one.
Yeah, I know I'm 50, but have I had an oopsie? And you reach down and check. I almost have the brown equivalent of that. Like I'll have a dream where I dropped a deuce.
Never.
And I wake up and I'm just like, oh my god, my
never.
Guts.
Never has poop woke me out of a sleep.
Well, I can't say I've ever actually crapped my pants.
No,
I'm not a derelict.
I wasn't
not while asleep, but while awake, yes.
I wasn't suggesting you poop the bed. I'm just saying, I have friends, and we actually talked about
this. Please put this cord over your other hand, or I will slice off your arm.
They say too, like they get woken up at night and they have to use the bathroom. But I never get woken up for
sorry,
number two.
Sorry, I'm just looking at me.
Oh God,
so handsome.
I mean, who does that? Really. Who has a turd that wakes them out of a dead sleep? Not me.
I can't say that's really
unless you're violently ill.
Yeah.
You ate something bad and it's just like you say clawing its way out like Wolverine. It's just
well for the last
you got dysentery or something
the last month.
Yeah,
it's looked like you take a smoothie
and
just fling it against the back of a toilet. And
well,
like I hope the bowl goes high enough to clean it. And sometimes I'll take the toilet paper to be courteous and I'll clean it after the fact.
Oh, with your hand.
By the way, your little tripod.
Yeah.
It makes it look like we're recording on a roller coaster right now.
That's because this pot isn't stable. Hold on. Now look what you made me do. Hold on.
What? Oh, are you going to stabilize it?
Yeah, hold the
laptop. Oh, okay. Oh, look at us now.
Maybe.
You've somehow tried to stabilize something by putting more unstable objects underneath it. If you built a bridge, we would all be dead in 12 seconds. And now we're at a tilt, too.
Well, I didn't build this. I would have done this properly. You like to Jimmy rig it, and then you're like, let's camera action.
Yeah, I just wanted to record
myself. I know you're
myself.
In the bathroom. Hurry up.
I'm sorry. I don't practice to deceive like a woman. You're like, oh, hold on. I'll get this angle that makes you look 80 pounds lighter, but your tits look bigger, too.
Well, that's what you want.
Yeah, exactly. I want the look of a perky bazoom.
Oh, gosh. But listen, you did mention, though, that you have been eating this.
Oh, wait. You tucked my outline underneath there.
Yeah, okay.
The audience can do with me shaking.
All right.
That'd be so great if I get them seasick, like they're playing Doom circa 94.
I don't even know what Doom is. I mean, I know it, but I don't know it. I've never played it.
Maybe it'll just look shaky cam. It'll look like someone's actually holding a camera to record this. Right. And not the fact I have a twitchy leg from Starbucks coffee jiggling.
Oh, goodness gracious. But you said that you were eating poorly this week, so you're not going to
Yeah, that was the whole crux of my bitching.
Yeah.
I think I'm over Costco to a certain extent.
Yeah, but you get a lot of fruits and vegetables there. So
there, first of all, if we're going down that path on the Costco conversation,
organic,
all of their stuff is spoiled.
No, you
let's
bought
not
some,
mince words.
You bought some bad bananas
every goddamn time I buy fruit from Costco.
Every time I buy it,
it's like when you see a dead rabbit in your yard and you flip it over and the other half is just a skull full of maggots. That's what their produce is like. You're like, well, the mango's a little ripe, and you flip it over and it has a bed sore.
Oh,
whatever the fruit equivalent of a bed sore is, it has that. I bought a bag of organic bananas.
You just bragged just a little bit ago about how you could have a grocery list a mile long and you just walk in and out of there and you're home 15 minutes later. And 12 minutes was the drive there. You see what I'm saying? So you're just reaching for whatever's on top. Well,
wait a minute. So I'm supposed to be an investigator to find fruit
absolutely.
That isn't goddamn rotten?
Yes. You can't just grab a bag and leave. That's even at the regular grocery store. I mean,
no.
Yeah.
Costco's the worst by far on that. Are you kidding me? Because everything's bagged. Who bags bananas? They come in nature's bag. I got a bag full of Costco bananas. I open them. They're black as night.
But I bought bananas the same day, and mine are perfectly fine.
It looked like
fine.
A dog fart porn scene.
Mmm, delicious.
That's
mine
an interracial site. Very witty.
I don't. I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, I know. I had to pretend you hadn't starred in a few on the site.
But we bought bananas the same day, and mine are perfectly fine.
Really?
Yeah, they're fine. They're
mine
good.
Are mushy, and I had to knife them down the middle.
Yeah.
And then shove them in the freezer just to give them some form.
Ugh.
But I'm really here because Costco's cake. They're just standard chocolate fudge cake. My mom wanted that for her birthday.
We call that death by chocolates or nightmare cake.
Is it the German chocolate cake? I don't know. You've seen it. If you've ever walked into a Costco,
everybody
it's a cake
knows. Yeah.
This tall.
I think it's like four layers, right?
Yeah, it's like cake, fudge, cake, top icing.
Yeah.
But
oh, so
no
you got
joke, it's like six. Yeah, I've been eating it all week as breakfast. I'm just starting calorically 500 calories in the hole.
Right.
Because I'm eating nothingness. 10 seconds later, I'm hungry for real food.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help myself. I had to eat the goddamn cake.
Right.
So.
Well, it's beautiful, too.
It tastes good.
Yeah.
And you know it's high quality because it's a cake measured in pounds. It's a 7-pound cake. And they have that circled in red on the side.
Do they?
Yeah. It's
I never noticed.
It might be the expiration date.
I've bought it several times. I bought it for Joel's birthday. And Joel and his two roommates at the time, they all had crazy nightmares all week long. And then they finally put it together. It had to be that dead by chocolate cake.
They put something evil in it.
They call it nightmare cake. Like, it tastes so good. You need to eat it. But then after, it's immediate regret. And then you're having nightmares and whatever else.
Well, it's so tall that, like, I don't care what sliver
but
you take off, it has to be 300 calories minimum.
I mean, even if you ate one slice and threw the rest away.
This is Fatso's fatty hour right now, by the way.
Even if you ate one slice and threw the rest away, you made your money because it cost 50 cents.
I want to say it ran me like 13, 14, something
yeah,
like
but
that.
A cake like that, as big as it is. You know what I mean?
It's gigantic.
I mean, it would be $40.
And they
bucks.
Really do high quality on it. It's got all sorts of icing flourishes, and the sides are like spackled with chocolate shavings.
Yeah.
It's really chocolate. The problem is,
yeah,
I have been cramming vegetables in my mouth. Like, not just my smoothies.
Yeah.
I've had you around the last day or so.
And we've been doing a lot of lettuce wraps and veggie stuff. Yeah.
I don't know how you eat that well and you still look like you do. Life is not fair. I really
with these boils all over my
I
face.
Really should be shot for fat shaming because some people really do eat well.
Yeah.
And you're still like, what the hell? And then you've got Keith Richards. He's just heroin and hot dogs. And he's had washboard abs for the last 90 years.
When you can see your spine through your abdomen, that's hardly
just
abs.
Not fair.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
I don't know what is going on with this cake.
Yeah.
It might as well be made of spackle and powdered milk, given what's coming out of my backside the last week. It looks like, really, it didn't digest whatsoever. It looks like a baby took a handful of the cake and just went, and what squeezes out the other side is what's been leaving my ass this last week. And I can't take it. I miss taking a nice, robust, oh my God, wasn't that a great dump?
But
and we take a couple wipes just
to
say our
goodbyes.
You said
you've been eating a lot of junk. So when you
no,
eat
it's
junk-
really just that cake. Oh. When I say a lot of junk, I mean a lot of cake.
Well, you should have been more specific.
And I don't know. There's something really
but
horrible
But one piece
in it.
A day is not going to just...
You'd think. You'd think. One goddamn sliver a day
but when
has
you say
ruined
sliver,
my derriere.
Do you mean slab?
No, I'm not exaggerating. It's maybe like an inch and change at the spine of the cake.
Okay. I got you.
These are not big slices.
These are terms fat people use to know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I bust out the protractor.
Coming from
this.
A guy who eats cake in the shower.
It's French fries. Get it right.
You have a cheese pump in there instead of a shampoo dispenser.
And the hot chili. It's just like a 7-Eleven hot dog.
Then your mom comes in, reaches her hand in the stall, and shakes bacon bits on it.
That's why I love her.
Oh, gosh. That's too funny.
I swear to God, if anyone else is listening and you've had the Costco
Everybody
chocolate
knows it.
Cake
Anyone
recently,
who has a Costco
or
membership
takes a Costco
knows it.
Chocolate cake challenge, eat a slice and see if you can take a normal dump for a week
actually,
afterward.
Actually, what you should do is you should eat that 1-inch spine slice.
Yeah.
And then follow it with the cashew challenge and see what it does to your insides.
It's horrific. Not only is the consistency way off, and I don't have
too
much.
Too soft or what?
Viscous. Viscous. Like if I had introduced Elmer's glue as an ingredient in my breakfast smoothie, I would expect this result. Like it comes out and I'm like, that doesn't feel like it was all of the story.
Right.
And then I go for a wipe.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm cleaning a baby that has the flu. It's horrific. I'm going through half a roll every time I make.
Taking care of a lot of flu babies.
I don't know. Jerry and Carly have a baby. I see what that thing produces sometimes. When a kid takes a dump and it just squirts up their crack and into the small of their back.
So it looks like they've, you know, sat in spray tan.
That's what it feels like. And I can't take it because the cake is so delicious.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting in my fridge right now. Yeah. If I had my druthers, we would have had the birthday.
Yeah.
It's like, did everyone have their fill of this crap? And then we would have junked it.
But you can freeze it, I told you, but you're not willing to do that.
Why? So I can eat every last crumb of it? As long as it's in the fridge, eventually it'll spoil.
I guess.
Something will stop its reign of madness.
Yeah, but then you're just, you know, cutting off the mold and eating it, which isn't good for you either.
No, once it goes stale, I'll be able to make a case for its dismissal from the home. I should just pull it out and put
a
hair dryer to it.
But the way that it's cased in chocolate, like that does seal
it. Oh, it preserves it forever. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's why fondant
is like good. Joan Rivers just smearing Vaseline on her face.
Mm, delicious, beautiful, and sexy.
She'll never age.
We should try it.
Oh, God. Speaking of, man, she's in trouble.
Why?
I think someone got in her face the other day. Like, lately, papers have learned that if you approach Joan Rivers with a controversial subject, she'll say something racy back and just not apologize.
Yeah.
So the latest deal is she's Jewish.
Yeah.
I know that Rivers isn't a...
right.
This is back when Jews had the decency to take a Christian stage name. Those days have long since passed. And someone asked her, like, hey, what do you think of Israel and Palestine and all that junk? She's Jewish. What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you really expect her say? Those encroaching Hebes had it coming. No, she said, hey, look, it's a war.
Yeah.
If 1,700 Palestinian or 2,000 Palestinian... civilians died. That's what happens in wartime. Boo hoo hoo. And of course, the guy was like, oh, grabbed his ascot. Oh, gosh. And feigned outrage. And she was asked to clarify her statements. And she's like, yeah, screw you. Whatever I said, I said.
So, I mean, I think it's fine enough. I mean, who really cares?
Well, I mean, the Palestinians and Israelis do.
Because she's 150 years old and she really poses a threat. And whatever she says, even if she said, you know, hey, I'm going to fill my carpet bag full of bombs. You know what I mean? She's 150 years old and can barely walk. You think she poses a threat? She really doesn't. She's a comedian. She's supposed to make jokes.
Don't get me wrong. I'm with you.
Yeah. But she's made Holocaust jokes and she makes jokes about her mixed colored baby grandkid and everything. So,
oh, I didn't know that Melissa had done that to her.
I thought
Melissa married a white guy.
Or maybe it's her cleaning lady. I don't know. I heard her making some jokes about some mixed baby and everything. You know, how she loves it and everything. But, you know.
I like how you said it. How she loves the abomination.
Well, this was her on some late night talk show, and I saw a little blurb of her making jokes about, you know, when the mom was going to clean the apartment or something. You know what I mean? So this is not a person who takes herself seriously or anything else. So big whoop-de-ding-dong.
I find the feigned outrage just really annoying. Not only with Joan, where it's like, oh, she said this. Again, what do you really care? She's an old comic. She doesn't give a crap. Yeah. Her and Don Rickles.
Yeah.
They'll say whatever. And I love the fact that they don't apologize because they realize there's no real outrage regarding this unless you're Palestinian.
Most of those people kind of view us as being too sensitive. Like everything has to be so politically correct. And I kind of fall on that myself. Like just like get over it. I'm just not a serious person. So whoop-de-ding-dong. You got Polak jokes? Whoop-de-doo-da. I don't care.
Yeah. And
you want to make fun of my mustache? Go right ahead.
I don't get, first of all, even if they're being serious, who gives a crap if you're outraged? But they're comedians.
Yeah.
They're trying to be funny.
Exactly.
How long have you had that nose ring? Like, as long as I've known you?
Since 97.
God, why did I just notice it?
Memorial Day of 97.
You have a nose stud.
I do.
Like you should have a bindi between your eyes.
Yeah. It's funny, I was at the hospital the other day working, and one of the nurses came in, and she actually had a hoop in her nose.
Uh-huh.
And my patient kept remarking about the hoop.
I would be really reassured, by the way, if my two nurses had a stud in a hoop.
But the funny thing is, he never said anything about mine, and I've been working with him for 3 weeks. I was just like...
Call me old-fashioned. If my nurse has ink up and down her arms, I don't want to have the contents of my purse sold for heroin. Yeah. How's that?
One of the greatest nurses I ever worked with, I mean, on her off time, she was just a really, her morals were very...
She was
very
William H. Macy from Shameless.
She was like Capote married to a glass of scotch.
Oh, that's reassuring.
I mean, no, she did a lot of promiscuous activity, and she had 3 kids, and she drank all the time. But when she was at work...
Sounds like Nurse Jackie. It sounds like that is the actual plot to Nurse Jackie.
It reminds me of Flight. We just talked about Flight, and I watched that, and him, you know, doing his coke
and
everything.
Yeah, it's a movie we discussed on the last episode of Papa's Basement. The whole premise is Denzel makes an amazing aerial maneuver that saves a bunch of lives when his plane fails, but it turns out he was loaded, he's on pills, he's a real addict, a real F-up in that sense. But did it interfere with his job performance?
And it didn't. And so, I mean...
Way to give away the ending. I tiptoed around it, but...
We didn't really give it away. I mean, we don't know what happened.
No, we did. He says, I was drunk, and everyone stands up and cheers.
I wasn't really cheering.
And then the judge says, not guilty. And he walks out, and John Goodman throws him a fifth of Jack, and he just drinks it and puts on some shades.
And he smokes the Jack.
And then he turns to the camera and he says, now let's take flight.
Oh, golly.
And then we cut to black. Real ending.
Anyhow. But, I mean, it's those people who can perform well even though they're sloshed, you know.
Oh, I hate having the camera on. They can see me do this.
Yeah, which you said could say you never do, so.
What, checking the phone live?
Yeah. Anyhow, but, she was kind of that way. And every time she would come in, her scrubs were always wrinkled, which are impossible to wrinkle. They were like pajamas anyhow. And they just look like, you know what I mean? She just stored them crumpled. And wrapped with rubber bands, you know, to hold them in that, you know, like a popcorn ball or something.
I thought they were never not wrinkled. Aren't scrubs made of the paper that the dentist alligator clips to your neck?
They aren't, but I mean, if you wash them, I mean, they're really not wrinkly, not the way that she would wear them. But she was a good nurse and she did top notch work.
That sounds very past tense. Did her liver crap out on her?
I think she moved to Vegas. She's probably...
That is not good for a person like that.
I know. It's not good for her or her kids.
If ever there was a city where your demons will catch up with you.
Yeah. But I don't know. If I had a choice between her and someone who was top of their class, but they're all thumbs, you know, I would take her any day, you know. So
I guess because that's how we think as Americans. We love the guy who can get it done. He's an F up.
Yeah.
But when push comes to shove, he's the guy you want. That's
a very
American thought.
Do you want to be
stuck
10 times by someone who, you know what I mean, knows the theory, but they can't apply the knowledge that they have in their head? That's pretty darn scary. I went to school with a lot of those people,
too. Again, it's a very American notion. Like, if you go to Japan, I don't think they really have anti-heroes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, let's dig this guy out of the gutter. And
but, you know, when I was in nursing school, I mean, people... I mean, even my instructors, they were like, she has to be, you know, I've said this before too, but they were like, you know, you should get a PhD in BS. And anytime I did a procedure or something, they said, have you done
and
this
before?
And
they're like, wait, am I dying? Am I internally hemorrhaging? You're like,
have
no.
I had Costco cake?
I don't like when a nurse should get a BA in BS.
No, but I think because
I like
it's
a lot of
confidence.
Honesty
I mean,
in my nurses.
Yeah, but you don't want me to come in and
are
say,
"Are you
hey.
Sober enough to perform the surgery?" Yes. I don't like that.
Sober enough.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but you don't want someone coming in there and saying, "Hey, this is my first time. I've never done a catheterization before. You mind?"
Yeah, but it's only your first time once.
Yeah, but you are the patient. Don't you want me to come in there like I know what I'm doing? And that's what I did. And people thought I did it a million times.
Yeah, but you're acting like it's a lie that you have to live out throughout your days. Just the first time you ever do it, don't mention it's your first time. And then by the second time, it's not your first time and you're covered.
But it doesn't matter because even my first time, it seems like I've done it a million times. That's just the way
one
that I
would
care.
Hope. One would hope that nursing training isn't like, you know.
But there are a lot of students who
4 days
wasn't
at the Ramada
way.
Inn in the ballroom. And they're like, all right, go out there and nurse.
I mean, there were people who had to do things a lot of times. And I mean, that's unfortunate for the patient. And they, you know, but they always ask you, you know, do you mind having a student? And a lot of people are pretty flexible and they say, no, I don't mind. And that's fine. Or do you mind having a student observe?
I've had them
XYZ?
Observe.
Yeah.
If they're like, hey, this is baby's first time piercing a vein.
They're not going to tell you that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so cool with that.
Oh, golly, Ned. But I had
you
a
can
lot
always
of people...
tell if it is, though, because the doctor, the real doctor, sits yeah. there. And some young Indian kid is just jiggering into your arm.
Yeah.
And the doctor's going... making this expression. You're like, wait, what?
But I
what?
Did a lot of teaching myself. And I did a lot of educating when I worked in nephrology. And I taught students all the time. And I think that, you know, part of your teaching... you know, you can teach people how to do things well. And that's the instructor's lack of, you know what I mean? We had some pretty bad instructors too. I mean, one we swore was all coked up all the time and she never knew like which end was up, you know?
I don't believe that. Coke makes you more awake.
I mean, my dentist more was awake. A cokehead. We talked about that. And I didn't find out until much later, you know?
Really?
When one of the nurses
Dr. Montana.
When he was banging one of the nurses I used to work with.
He sounds like the coolest dentist ever.
He really was.
Did he look exactly like James Spader?
No, he looked more like, oh gosh, I'll have to think about that, who he really looked like.
You can't drum on the table. You'll shake the camera on the tripod.
Anyhow, I did have a Marsha Brady crush on that particular dentist. He still practiced dentistry.
Really?
Yeah.
You wanted him to smash your nose in with a football, that kind of thing?
I mean, that didn't really
I don't
happen.
Really get what Marsha Brady crush means.
There was an episode where she had a huge crush on her dentist, and I think she faked a toothache for every tooth in her head so she could keep going back.
Oh,
I
wow.
don't really remember it. Brady Bunch is really
and
before
then finally,
my time.
Dr. Rubenstein, DDS, was like, Marsha, you're a blonde. I love you by default.
Probably. That's probably what happened. I don't know. But then he was probably just banging the architect dad, you see.
That's true. Yeah. I do know that. The Brady dad would have had a lot of trouble making one son, much less three.
Right.
Because he did things in the pooper.
Oh, we don't say that, but there you have it.
Not to a tune, at least.
Oh, golly, Ned. So, yeah, what's on your outline? Was Joan Rivers thing on there?
It was. You know, there's a lot of fake outrage stuff. It's been the news cycle for how many years where it's, especially on like Huffington Post and sites like that, Gawker, it's like, oh, this thing happened. We should all be outraged. There's an app. I want to flip to it. What's it called?
But I mean, unless somebody has the power to do something that way, you know what I mean? If someone says, you know, let's burn all the N-words, but he works somewhere, like he works at Howard University or something, where
he'll probably get fired
in the furnace department. You know what
he's
I mean?
The professor of black studies,
and he really has the ability to burn all the N-words.
Well, unless he's Freddy Krueger, he doesn't really.
That's what I'm saying. Like, unless you, you know,
you
I
and I,
know.
We both watched football last night.
If
they
he's
can
a
be
baker
quick.
And he's like, oh, I hope people get poisoned
what
bread.
Is, what is this, a Grimm's fairy tale?
I'm just saying, if you don't have the power to do that, and it's just some average Joe taking out his trash, like, who really cares?
You shouldn't care.
I mean, like, oh, I don't go to the Jewish bakery. They're, you know, their roast beef, their corned beef's not good. Like, who cares?
It's not even a racial thing.
He hates the Jews. Like, well.
And we all know that would never be the case.
He's old man Vance.
A Jewish baker at bad corned beef or deli, I suppose. I don't know why you're baking beef.
It's two different stories, but I'm just saying it's ridiculous. unless someone is in a place of power or something where their threat can be materialized, you know. Not that we don't
have... I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I mean, we have nut logs everywhere, you know what I mean? And there are people just building bombs in their sheds and all that. So the everyday man could pose a real threat. But just someone's passing comments. If we just took every person's thing, like, that's just ridiculous.
If we took everyone's comments, I wouldn't be free to do this show right now.
No, I mean, it's just too much. It's ridiculous.
Well, the latest thing that's making the rounds on Huffington Post is the Sketch Factor app.
I don't even know it.
And it claims to be an app that allows you to avoid sketchy neighborhoods.
So you have it. You and your mom both have it. And so does
I
your
mean,
brother.
I have it in here.
In your heart.
Yeah. And of course, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's a white guy or white chick authoring the article.
Yeah,
and it's filled with like how disgusting this is.
Right?
How dare they? It has to be racially based.
But it isn't. If there are crime statistics in that area,
thank you.
And they are saying this liquor store has been robbed 50 times, you might want to avoid it. Like, those are statistics. Those are police reports. That is backed up. But if you say, hey, Mr. Swanson next door seems sketchy, like, yeah, okay.
And that's what kind of pisses me off about it. It's like, look, if they go in and they get real estate data.
Yeah.
And it's like just keeping you out of black neighborhoods and you're staying away from the Huxtables. Okay, that's pretty messed up. But like you said,
even if it's the Huxtables and if they have facts saying, hey, listen, fire trucks and police are here every half an hour, chances are you're going to get stabbed.
Yeah.
Because the police reports prove it.
It really does piss me off a little. Like, okay.
But if you don't like your neighbors behind you and you just say something negative about them, that's different.
Well, I think it's racist also to assume that it's just white people. Yeah. That would enjoy this app. Oh, I'm sorry. Only Whitey has made it.
That's right.
Like, there isn't going to be some Puerto Rican dude who's like, screw this. I don't want to encounter any hassling. And what really gets to me.
Yeah.
Everyone writing about this and pissing and moaning.
Right.
They probably haven't logged a lot of time.
And they
in
probably
really
deserve to get
bad
stabbed.
Neighborhoods.
I hope they don't download the app because it's racial and
me,
they get stabbed.
In my line of work, you can testify to this.
Yeah.
I go into some real crap holes.
Correct.
With fair regularity.
Right. That's true.
And you know what? They're not the best places to work. Have I ever been robbed? Have I ever been harmed?
I don't know. Have you?
No, I haven't. But there are certainly neighborhoods where, God help me for saying this, I kind of get a hunch it would be a little more likely for that to happen.
Yeah.
Is it wrong that I maybe wouldn't want to set foot there?
Yeah. No, and you know what? It's funny, and you don't want to target these neighborhoods, but that's, you know, birds of a feather. They
well,
do
again,
stick
unless
together.
You're Magic Johnson and you're coming in to urban, you know, revitalize the whole area. Who gives a crap if you go in or not?
I mean, if you are selling heroin or whatever, are you going to want to go and hang around where a bunch
things
of
things just got dark?
Where a bunch of vegans are when they're selling juice stands and oranges, you're not going to make your money there. You have to go causing demand or whatever it is.
Supply and demand. You there mash together like four things, but it works.
Well, what I'm saying is you're going to go where people want heroin. You're going to want to go where people want weed. And not that high-level people don't want those things. But if you're going to sell it and make it, that's where you're going to have to be. And, you know, it's funny. Even in Winchester, I lived in Winchester for 20 years or something. And my sister's boyfriend's neighborhood, super sketchy. That street and two streets over, it's considered one of the worst streets in. And it's just known that when you're driving past, people come out of their homes, you know, looking like as to say, you know, what do you need? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Are you looking for the weed guy? Are you looking for the heroin guy? Are you looking for whatever you're looking for? And they just come out. So you're just driving by, you know, I'm going to help out a friend or something. And then people are just coming out and it's kind of creepy. But you say, oh, you're going to racially target that. Well, it's primarily African-American and people are getting shot and stabbed there all the time. You know, but it isn't really recorded because they take care of their own business.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's neighbor was shot And they said, get your sister the nurse over here. My sister's also a nurse. And she wouldn't go over there. But they were like, get your sister the nurse to treat this guy who's shot. And they don't want to tell the police about it because he's going to take care of it himself. He knows who did
that
it.
That is some omerta right there.
Yeah. And he stabbed the other guy in the neck. So the other guy was bleeding his neck. You know what I'm saying?
And what gets to me is...
So if they want to put this in Sketcher or whatever the heck it is, Sketcher.
Yeah. Sketchfest. I don't know. I forgot the name. Hold on. Let me look up the actual name of the app again. Oh, I hate this new Windows 8. Sketch Factor.
If you don't want to play Stab, Stab, Burn, Burn on your way to get some bread, avoid Kern Street in Winchester. There, I'll just say it.
Yeah. And you saved a life right there. How's that?
I'm just saying.
Why are you on your high horse if someone... wants to use this? When is the last time you volunteered in a sketchy neighborhood to help out? When is the last time you donated to the United Negro College Fund? Like, by driving through this neighborhood, you're not goddamn Rosa Parks. You're doing nothing. Are you going to give a dollar to a bum? Good for you, Will Rogers. I mean...
But I did a lot in that neighborhood. My sister's boyfriend lived there, and I helped kids out in that neighborhood, and I had patients in that neighborhood, and I was not fearful to go there. I mean, it's kind of the way you carry yourself and how I grew up.
Yeah, again, I go to any neighborhood. Yeah. I'm like Travis Bickle. It's like, do you go uptown?
Money's money.
Yeah, they do the whole speech. And I'll go wherever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I enjoy...
It doesn't
Some
mean that you don't have eyes in back of your head. And
exactly.
That's the same with me. You want to be smart about it. And that's a particular neighborhood. You have to be smart about it.
And if there's
it.
Some lily white little, you know, goddamn sweater around the neck twat.
Yeah.
And he wants to avoid this neighborhood. You got to ostracize him for it. Really?
And that's the thing. Like, police aren't really hanging out in that neighborhood. I mean, you can go other places closer to the medical center or closer. You know what I mean? And there are police patrolling and those kinds of things. But in this neighborhood, they just take care of their own business. Somebody gets stabbed. Well, now your brother's getting shot. You know what I mean? They just take care of themselves.
Crime statistics?
Yeah.
Actual, like, a million stabbings happened on this block. How is that racist? It mentions nothing about race. Maybe there is a correlation. But
I can't
seriously,
help it.
If there's an app and it's just based on crime stats, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, since when did fact become
prejudice?
But
I mean, if it's based on a disgruntled neighbor, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. If you're saying it about the people who live behind you because they built a taller fence and you feel like it's an eyesore or Maria's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I think that's incorrect and that's poor and that's not good and whatever. But if your neighbors have been, have had a crack house, you know what I mean? And it's just a turnover of crack houses. And the police have been here and this is all documented. Then I think people should know about it. Hey, if you're going to buy this property.
No, it really does drive me nuts. And I feel bad going down this path because, like, I used to hear a lot of it on Opie and Anthony via Anthony Cumia.
Yeah.
Who was like.
Got railed for it.
Well, yeah. He's like, I'm not racist. I'm just saying, you know, everything I say is based in fact. And then it's like. He's off the show, and one of his first interviews was, like, on a white power radio network. So suddenly I don't feel as good about, like, having written about everything. Because that's way too far.
Yeah.
And for me, it's an economic deal, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'd feel safe, like, in a black middle-class neighborhood versus a poor white neighborhood. I'd rather be in the black neighborhood because they're middle class. They have things to lose. Probably isn't rampant crime. I don't know. I guess it's more prejudice against the poor. Can that be okay?
Probably not.
I mean,
I love
I'm
poor
not,
people. I was poor myself. My mom
I am
is a good...
poor. I'm not particularly affluent. It's just poor people tend to be desperate. They can be.
Yeah, but you say that, but in the same respect, anytime that I've lent money or lent a belonging or done a favor for someone in that particular situation, they're always quick to repay and usually more than repay. When I lend my sister money or my cousin or something else, you can kiss that money goodbye.
Well, they're family.
Yeah, but still, that's not... Don't ask
to
borrow
it. You're scum, so your family's scum.
Or friends. Even close friends. You just don't do that. And that's what they say. Don't lend friends and family.
Just view it as a gift.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've lent some pretty sketchy people some money and stuff. And come Friday when they get their check. And they say the reason they do that is because they want to borrow again. They're quick to pay you back because they kind of view you as a bank, but at least they're kind of straight shooters for the most part.
I'm getting sick of this whole, like, click farm journalism. Like, it's just designed to have this false outrage headline.
Yeah.
And it draws you in, you click on it. It's like, oh, who are these bigots that I'm better than today? And it's just, like, two smiling jagoffs on this sketch app. What is it called? Sketch Factor?
I guess. I don't know.
And they're like, oh, it's two white people. They don't even look that white.
Oh, that's the thing you showed
yeah.
me.
Yeah. The one guy looks like a goddamn Brazilian or something, and the chick looks Arab, as I said. If you really want to get uppity, yeah. make sure they look like the Swiss Family Robinson.
That's right.
That's how I like my racism, blue-eyed and blonde-haired. If they don't have that, get out of here.
Oh, golly, Ned. Crazy. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It is.
I mean...
We've wound out of everything.
I mean, that's like 100 people go into a eatery or a restaurant, like Yelp and all that, and they say, hey, this food is terrible. You get 100 people saying it's terrible. You know, it's not so bad to let people know it's terrible. So why aren't we shutting Yelp down because the Chinese restaurant got shut down? Is that racism? No, they're serving cockroaches, and they've got rat turds the size of poodles in there.
And this is going to sound really bad.
Yeah.
Profiling can be a good thing. I'll tell you how.
I don't like where this is
my
going.
My credit card number got stolen somehow a couple days ago. This is no joke.
That's true.
And all of a sudden, in Newport News, Virginia, which is a bit of a sketch neighborhood, shall we say, a $350 charge at a dollar store.
That's you, man.
Yeah.
That's all you.
Appeared. And my bank was calling me within 2 hours.
Yep.
And they're probably thinking, well... Is John going to be in the middle of a black neighborhood
yeah.
running up a $350 tab at
and
the
it was
dollar
on
store?
Pop-Tarts and Kool-Aid.
Now that crossed the line.
That's you, man.
My point is...
That's a Greek recipe.
Rather than me being bled for thousands of dollars,
right.
a couple of logarithms
yeah.
figured out, hey, this probably isn't John making these charges.
Yeah.
The logic behind it, I don't want to know, but it was very effective because my credit card got shut down within 6 hours of whatever yeah. the hell happened to it happening.
I don't think you spend $300 or $350 a pop unless you're coming out of there with a truck or a car.
I don't even know how one racks up $350 at a dollar store.
Or
must have been diapers for days.
No, I'm just saying, well, if it's stolen, then they want to get as much good as they can. You know what I mean? So they're getting a lot of bang for their buck at the dollar store. That's 350 items.
Well, of course. If it's stolen, you go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You try to stick an Escalade on that card if you can.
That's right.
But yeah, that was profiling at its finest. And am I happy they did it? Yeah.
But you know what? I actually had a client... And a lot of times when I do these private duty cases or anything like that, rather than pay mileage, where track mileage or whatever, they'll either give a gas card or they'll use their credit card. When I've done like personal shopping or things like that, they give me their credit card. And I actually say that's wiser than giving cash because they have they have a record of it. You know, I save their receipts, but their credit card company also has a record of it. Cash is more loosey-goosey and it can be anywhere. And I could just say, oh, this costs $10 when it costs $5. What have you. But one time I was shopping for a client, and these people are bazillionaires, millions and millions and millions of dollars.
What do you mean these people?
The people that I work for, and they're not foreign or anything.
It's a bad joke.
But
bad joke, Ripley.
I wound
joke.
Up stopping at CVS for like gauze pads or something for a dressing change or something that was small, and I think the tab was $5. But this family is... Anywhere they go, they probably do drop $350.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, that was a credit card alert in the reverse.
They were like, flag.
Yeah. And
that
was like,
funny.
We put it, and they froze the card immediately. They were like, $5 was spent at CVS on your platinum MasterCard.
I love it.
And they were like, what did you buy there? What happened? And it was just like,
are you okay?
Yeah, it was some triple antibiotic ointment.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? If you are sinking $350 a clip,
I mean,
your credit card company probably has someone assigned to your case at all times just to make sure you're spending that much each time.
I mean, they just do. Like, even if she went into CVS, it was never just, yeah. you know, it's a whole basket full of things. Like, oh, I could use this, and my dog could use some earrings.
Yeah.
You're just like exactly. novelties and just... crazy stuff. You're like, as seen
Let's
on TV.
Let's get a copy of Jingle All the Way and a couple Plan Bs.
It's ridiculous. But yeah, they actually did freeze that account, and it was pretty funny. And it was just some small CVS order, and they were like, did you really spend $7.20?
That was the straw.
Yeah.
Well, I have to take a piss.
Yes, darling.
Now's as good a time as any to wrap up the show.
All right.
Allison, thank you for joining me.
You're very welcome, darling.
If you want to get a hold of Allison on social media, and why wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can look at all her photographic chicanery.
Good stuff.
She's at Allison Frank on both Instagram and Twitter. Give her a follow. She wants to get up to, 800 Instagram followers?
Yeah.
What's it like to get organic followers and growth? I've never experienced that. At Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N-Frank. I'm John Papagiorgio. You want me on either of those fine services?
And why wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I really bring it.
It's already been brought in.
Uh-huh. It's at Papa's Basement.
Yeah.
In papasbasement.com is the show's website.
And if you
want
to know where to stay out of sketchy neighborhoods, if the app gets shut down, he can let you know. Kern Street in Winchester is not good.
Is it like check cashing and liquor store on every corner? Get the hell out.
Usually it's churches and booze.
Oh, God. If there's a church's chicken. Yeah, again, I suppose that's...
I mean churches in general.
Oh, churches. Okay. Yeah, church's chicken is like red alert.
When they name something, or if it says chicken in the restaurant name more than once. Something or other. I'm like, how many chickens?
I have never ordered church's chicken not through bulletproof glass.
I went to a KFC.
Every church's chicken.
And it had one of those roll-out drawers.
Yeah, exactly.
Big metal tube.
I've never shoved the credit card or the cash just goes through a little slit at every church's chicken I've ever been to.
That's pretty funny.
In papasbasement.com, we host all the episodes there, and if you want to subscribe on iTunes, it's inpapasbasement.com/iTunes, and Stitcher, it's inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. That's a really good way, in theory, to get us noticed. It's never really worked, but if you give us like a 5-star rating and you leave a nice comment.
Yeah, how about that?
Clearly, we're going to keep pace with the WTF pod by Marin and Corolla's podcast. So you get me those positive reviews.
All right.
Twice a month. And
we're climbing that ladder.
Yeah, tortoise versus the hare, folks. All right. Till the next one, we're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.